Astros got a win yesterday. Astros got a win yesterday, 4-0 over the Colorado Rockies. So they do set themselves up for the opportunity to still win this series tonight when they face off against the Rockies. But a 4-0 victory, and this was a lot more akin to what you wanted with the Yordan return and with what's happening with this team. 713-572-4610. How is your confidence level? What way is the wind blowing for you today with this baseball club after a 4-0 victory? A fantastic outing, I might say.
Joe Espada got Wally pipped.
All right, calm down. You didn't even let me mention Framber Valdez going innings. No earned runs. A nice 5 strikeouts in that. So good Framber. That was lovely. And yes, you're right. Joe Espada apparently not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Turned over the reins to A. Lopez. Which,
dang right, that's a dub waiting to happen.
Good thing it worked well this instance. But no, Astros, a victory. Was it a convincing one for you? I mean, obviously it's the Rockies, but generally, how are you feeling about this?
Look, and that's where we're going today, and I'm curious on our listeners, viewers, et cetera, because we've talked all year long about kind of what we're mentioning here. Which way is the wind blowing for you? Is this have they finally turned a corner? Oh no, the sky is falling. I mean, and I'm convinced that's what it's going to be for the rest of the year. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. However,
we're going to ride the roller coaster of emotion.
Well, however, there are some good things starting to happen here now. And are we going to fall for it like we do with the injury thing? Yordan.
Fall for it, you say. All right, so he's saying it's fake. All right, go ahead.
I'm asking, are we going to fall for it? Yordan is back, hit a home run. Doesn't seem to be bothering.
Say that with your chest.
Hit a home run. Big deal.
Center field home run. A jaw-dropping center field
home run. Thank you.
Big deal.
Is what he did. So he's back. Look who was playing in Sugar Land yesterday. One Jake Myers.
Yeah, baby.
How about that? Jake Myers on the horizon.
That's a big bat that you need back. Ain't that right, Lopez?
Yes. Question mark?
I just love that we could say that. And yeah. I mean, we know that we're kind of joking, but in this year, it's true.
It is true. Framber threw that was a gem. I mean, he was ground ball king again.
That was the most encouraging portion of this.
Yeah.
Second closely is not just that Yordan is hitting the home runs, it's just seeing the respect that is being given to him. We knew that it was there, but seeing that it's still there immediately as he steps into the box. And I said it, this is a little bit extreme. Mm-hmm. It's definitely extreme, but it's reminiscent of like Barry Bonds-esque. They're very, very careful pitching to that man. And as much as, you know, you've had people play well in the span of 100 games that he did not play, you ain't have nobody that gave you that. Yeah. And that's something different that should buoy your offense somewhat.
For Yordan and for Framber, it was not just the ground balls. It was curveball starting right inside on the corner and just missing by about 2 inches. You know, the control, which has been an issue ongoing with name your favorite pitcher, even Hunter Brown in his last outing, but not named Hunter Brown, you know, whether it's Eric Geddy or whomever, the control was there. So, oh, by the way, Cam Smith. With another shot. So all these usual suspects are doing things that we came to expect. Are you falling for it?
I don't know if I'll quote unquote fall for it in certain respects. Like I'm in a place where I don't want to have super high expectations of Cam Smith. And I know that sounds ridiculous because you want to have high expectations so that a player can meet him. I think that he's done a ton in this rookie year. And as you get to these time periods where, you know, it is big time, big boy baseball, I think I'm going to put more of those expectations on those, you know, bigger time players, the likes of Carlos Correa, the likes of Jose Altuve, the likes of Yordan Alvarez. Even I'm willing to put some more expectations, even though I don't know how much they will be met, per se, on a Christian Walker. Guys like that, where whatever Cam Smith gives me ultimately feels like gravy. Can I ask this question that popped up in my mind, and you could just wipe it away as ridiculous and we can move on if you'd like to.
I hope I can do that.
How much of the Framber resurgence in this one, seeing the, you know, the snap on the curveball and everything, do you think that has anything to do with having a Cesar Salazar behind the plate as opposed to Yainer Diaz?
No, I was really just kidding about what I said earlier, but I really don't think that was a big part of it. I think Fromber's big issue is Framber. You know, his mental approach from week to week, outing to outing. And that's why I think where I'm going to land on this is give me another week. Give me a week of good baseball, a week of maybe Eric Geddy finding something, of Yordan doing Yordan things, Cam Smith being able to sort of have that second wind. Because we've had this, really in the last month, it's happened a lot, where you're like, good outing, good win, fall off the cliff. You know, last week, they had a nice run, and then they lose, what was it, 13-1 or something to the Orioles here at home on the weekend?
Whose fault was that again?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
I'm just asking questions, that's all.
So, yeah, give me a – you know how I will say I just want one of these pitchers coming back. By the way, Luis Garcia, also on the way back, seemingly. But I just want one of these pitchers to be consistent. I just want right now a week of good baseball. Give me a week of good baseball. You'll get a little separation from the Mariners, who are up and down as well. If you give me a week of good baseball, I'll start to believe a little more.
By the way, Mariners also up,
yeah,
because they all ended up winning that game. So still 1.5 games, mm-hmm, as a lead there. But there's that happening. And then there's also Luis Garcia is seems like he's on the return track, possibly to, you know, return for
two
your
years,
Astros.
Man.
It has been a good long time. Gosh. So again, you have to temper expectations there. I'm seeing someone saying streakiness is the hallmark of a mediocre team. And there's also people that are talking about they can make the World Series. I think that's exactly the thing with the Astros is.
And they flip a switch.
If they could put it all together.
Do they still have that switch?
Any other cliches you want to throw in here while we're here, throwing them in here? Right? Put it all together. Flip a switch. Are they going to like get
momentum
hot, hot at the right time? Are they going to have the momentum, right?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
those things. I feel like that becomes incredibly big for the Astros, because the thing that when you're talking about which way do you feel this, I think the easy part that I could point to is they absolutely have all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, they're getting more pieces back, and that's why I wanted to ask that question today.
Yeah.
Luis Garcia, Jake Meyers, obviously, you know, Yordan coming back. Is this the good Fromber? Can he put back-to-back outings together finally? I don't know. I mean, he did look more confident yesterday.
He did.
You know, Fromber is one of those guys that you can almost look at in the first inning or two and go, nope. Or you can go, oh, yeah. And last night, like in the second inning, you could just tell, like, okay, he's locked in today. I can legitimately tell you he's going to go 6 or 7 innings. Or nope.
I want to test this theory. Next time Frommer's up, I need you to text me within the first inning. No, you get 1 inning.
I said 2 innings.
I'm not giving you that. Within the first inning, I'm going to ask for you to tell me what it's going to look like. And then we will.
Hell, I feel like you could really tell in the first inning.
Maybe. But like I was looking at him last night like, hey, he's locked in. He's locked in. He's not going to be.
When you get the first two batters with base hits, you're like, uh-oh.
But even that, if he's locked in, you can see what was the game last – 2 outings ago, he gave up 6 runs and then went 7 innings. So it was kind of fluky, 5 or 6 runs, I forget. But last night, I was just like, okay, yeah, this is going to be good today. Even though the other pitcher was pitching pretty dang well, too.
Dollander, yeah, I believe. But
there are days when I look at Fromber, and I'm sure they feel the same way. Hell, they're around him all the time. We're like, okay, woo. We'll see how he ends up with this one.
Are we going to have a gut off here?
Is he going to throw a tantrum or something? I don't know.
Lopez, I think we're having a gut off here.
A gut off.
From the 713, they said, I watched him warm up in the bullpen and saw that he was locked in last night. Who wants to one-up that? 713-572-46.
I saw him walking from the car.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see that person.
He was holding his coffee. I'm like, okay. He about to go
in. I saw him go get breakfast yesterday and knew he was locked in. Hey, can you one-up that?
Y'all know I'm right. He has body language that is.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Absolute tell.
Yeah, and he was on. And so Astros get a victory, a much needed victory. Somebody made mention of how much can you tell from a game against the Rockies. Well, it feels like if it goes the other way, like you saw the day before, I mean, you could tell some things. So I'm willing to, you know, take that. I'm happy to see the win. And really, offensively, I was happy to see the home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And can I also say, I was happy to see not Christian Walker behind Yordan Alvarez, because it really did upset me yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before.
Yordan was batting second.
That was fun, right? Mm-hmm. Get him back higher up, get him more opportunities through the lineup in theory. But a couple days ago when it's Christian Walker in the first inning, I mean, you got Yordan and you know, you get a pop up and no, you're not able to capitalize on that clear respect that pitchers are going to give.
I could Yordan. Tell by the way he slept. He was locked in.
Wait, why are you watching from?
No,
I could tell the previous night before.
That's right,
in the dugout.
He was sitting in the dugout, and I was like, "Oh, he's locked
in.
He's locked
in.
Good." All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Omar Lopez, who was sitting in for Joe Espada on the. It was weird, though. We got that news after
30 minutes before the first pitch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, but Omar
they
said,
Lopez. We need a Lopez.
Yeah. He was. No, I don't think that's what they said. But Joe Espada wasn't feeling well. Omar Lopez sat in and got a victory. But I imagine that ruined the day for Joe Espada. So, inspired by that, question of the day, what's something getting sick ruined for you? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.